Do you guys call it an AT-AT or an AT-AT? Like,
it's an AT-AT.
AT-AT.
I call it the AT-AT.
That would be the military term.
That's what's
We're
wrong.
We're civilians.
That's what's wrong with this whole next generation. No, I'm just kidding.
Adam? What do you call it?
What?
AT-AT or AT-AT?
I don't know. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, good thing we're talking about Star Wars today, then.
Star Wars.
This is the 3BAM Podcast.
You can do the intro if you want.
This is the 3BAM Podcast.
You interrupted.
Oh, do it again. Sorry.
This is 3 Beers and a Mic.
Estamos haciendo el 3BAM Podcast.
This is 3BAM Podcast.
Okay, this is 3BAM Podcast.
This is a 3BAM Podcast.
This is the 3BAM Podcast.
3BAM Podcast.
3BAM Podcast.
This is a 3BAM Podcast.
This is 3 Beers and a Mic.
Anyways, welcome back, everybody, to the 3 Beers and a Mic. As you can tell, we got a few different voices. We have returning guest, Jamers.
Whoop, boop, boop, boop.
Of course, I always have Adam, reliable Adam.
Sure. he seems enthused.
Yeah, he's very excited. And first time for Sully being on the 3 Beers and a Mic podcast. You may know him from the Funko Funcast, Nerdfoo, all kinds of stuff, I guess. You've been on a bunch of different podcasts. So.
I've done a few things. Thanks for having me. This is fun.
Yeah, this is the first time I've been on your podcast. We've done panels together, streamed together. First time on our podcast, though. So, welcome.
It's about time.
Called out. I love it. That's how you podcast right there. Yeah. Oh, I made a trip back to Texas, and I thought, well, hey, we've got to take this opportunity.
Yeah.
I like podcasting in person. It has just a whole different element and feel to it.
Very different, I think. Because yeah. And there's no delay, like, you know when you're streaming or something, there's that, hey, blah, blah, and then the delay on the other end, so the person's waiting to hear your voice. And
I'll be sure to do the dubbed over movie thing where I move my mouth and then the words come out later just to confuse you.
Yeah, you should do that.
Thank you.
Go kung fu style. Anyways, we're here today. We're going to be talking Star Wars, Rise of the Skywalker. It will be spoiled, so if you haven't seen it, stop right now.
Yes.
Wait, I mean, what's wrong with you? You probably have this in the title. Spoiler in the title.
Yeah, I usually do. Although I might call it Star Wars Christmas Special.
that hasn't been used.
Special.
Yeah. Chewbacca and his family are sitting over in the corner commenting.
Yeah, exactly. Alrighty, so we all did see the movie. Who saw it opening? We saw it on opening night, me and Jamers.
I saw it Friday morning.
Friday morning, so that's opening day.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what we saw it at,
yeah.
Friday morning.
Yeah.
I saw it Thursday.
Early. We saw it at 10:45, so.
And then it went into like 1 a.m.
So. Yeah.
I can honestly say it was the first time I had popcorn for breakfast. I saw it at 8:30 a.m. on Friday.
Really?
You have to have buttered popcorn as part of the movie-going experience.
It doesn't feel right.
Yeah. It felt weird, but also felt right. You know.
Well, you should have just had a beer with it and just gone full throttle.
I had to go back to work after. So they kind of frown on that kind of thing.
They don't do the beer there?
I mean, not that they know of. Yeah.
Still those times.
We might have had some special coffee when we got back.
That's how you do it. All right, so I guess we could just start off. A thumbs up, thumbs down, and then we'll go from there. So who wants to start us off?
I'm not scared. Thumbs up for me.
For me too.
Thumbs down.
Thumbs down.
God. Just enjoy the fucking movie.
Preach.
I know. Shit.
I am usually that person, though. Like, I'm usually the guy that I don't care as long as I'm entertained. And I was actually falling asleep. I wasn't entertained.
This was one of the worst movie theater experiences I think I've ever had. Like, the whole theater was just, like, silent the entire time.
Yeah, you could feel...
You could feel the just disappointment, I guess, in the in the theater.
Not in my theater. They were clapping and shit.
I think y'all went to the wrong theater. I know. That was your problem.
And this is opening night. Like, the 501st was out in the lobby, and there wasn't a lot of people, but they were there. And Like, we went to Last Jedi opening night, and the place was packed. It was crazy. And this time it was like our theater wasn't even full.
Yeah, the early box office numbers are proving that it's going to be the worst performing of the new trilogy.
But I'm wondering, though, is it going to change later on? Because it's Christmas time. Like, I know people that are like want to see it, but they're like, man, I'm not going to get to see it for like 3 weeks where I'm too busy doing this, that, and the other thing, traveling, you know, seeing family. So I don't know. Maybe that's affecting it a little.
I did read that the last two films came out earlier in the month of December.
Yeah.
So there was more time before the holidays.
Right. So I'm wondering if that's part of it, and eventually it'll just catch up. I mean, it's not going to not make money.
Well, I got to tell you, you negative Nancys and taking to the internet are causing problems, because there are people that actually read and take what you say into account. Yeah. I don't know why, but they do it, and then they won't go to the movie to see it. And then later they'll watch it on video and go, what the hell were those people talking about? This is a wonderful movie, a.k.a. Solo.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Solo was a great movie, but everybody dogged it, so nobody went and saw it.
Yeah. I like Solo.
I did like it too.
There you go. I bet you end up watching Rise of Skywalker and liking it down the road.
I don't know. I got to go see it again anyways, because I got to take Chloe.
There you go. Chloe will set you straight.
Well, I mean, just to talk about our theater, how negative it was. So this is here comes the spoilers, if you don't know already. When they said Rey was Palpatine's granddaughter, somebody went, oh!
Yeah, like...
Like,
oh God.
Total disappointment. Like, and for me, like, that I told Jamers when we were going in, I'm like, I hope Palpatine's just like kind of a thing in the background that she's not related to him. I don't want that. And that's what happened. And I was like, no.
So is that why you're disappointed? Do you have expectations, and because they weren't met, that's why you were disappointed?
I was telling Adam, I think, you know, we tell people that all the time, like, you know, you can't have expectations. Mm-mm.
But you clearly did.
But I do.
Well, there's your problem.
I know. But, but that I can't change how I feel about it. You know what I mean?
See, that's one of the many reasons I don't watch too many trailers. I watch the first trailer for anything, and then that's it.
Yeah.
I just try to, like, just cleanse myself and walk in and just take what they give me and enjoy it.
Well, see, because...
So why do you think they brought Palpatine
back? I don't know.
Why just do they keep bringing the Death Star back? And the Millennium Falcon? They just... Because the things we grew up on that we knew...
A freaking Lando. I don't think he really needed to be in there.
It was fun.
Well, yeah.
That was just,
dead, so
that was just fan base. You know what I mean? That was just fan.
Somebody has to be there from the old series.
Chewie was there.
Man, Chewie, is that really Chewie?
Well.
Chewie's a...
You can't tell. They all look alike.
Yeah.
Based on his reaction to Lando, I think that proved it was him, but you could question it otherwise.
Yeah.
He looks really good for his age.
I know.
No gray hair.
He looks younger than before.
Didn't he have gray hair in the first one, though?
Yeah.
Ah. Maybe a little mixed in. I mean, nobody's above a little just for men. Just for Chewie.
Just for Chewie.
I do want to say, though, for Wookiee, that when Leia died, spoilers, I know. Chewbacca's reaction was very good. Yeah, like, in the way that he was freaking out and like crying, pretty
they
much.
They had to bring somebody from the old series, really. They couldn't... Forget Joey. He don't even talk, you know?
He talks. You just don't understand.
Well, they all do.
I know.
I know, right?
You know, I forget. Was I telling you this? Or maybe it was Rami. But I watched all of Rebels, too, and they have... what's the little droid in there? The
Chopper.
Mm. And it just dawned on me. I'm like, you know, they have all these robots that just talk normally. Why didn't they just make the R2 units talk? Why do they beep and boop?
But Dio spoke.
Who's that?
The new hairdryer, Conehead.
Yeah.
He spoke. Yeah.
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 But BB-8 still eludes in, beeping and booping, just like R2.
Like, at some point, wouldn't you be like, hey, nobody understands them. Why don't we just put a voice box in them?
It was probably the manufacturer saying, you know what, we'll have this small droid that can't talk, and then we'll have them buy the bigger one that has to translate for them.
You have to buy them in pairs.
Yeah, you gotta buy them in
pairs. The upsell.
It's a marketing tactic. Yeah, that it works. Well, they should have had. What was the little guy's name? I'm actually looking on my phone because I tweeted about it.
Babu Frick.
Yeah, Babu Frick. They should have just had him do a quick upgrade on R2 while they were in there
exactly.
tooling around in C-3PO's noggin.
But what would he sound like?
Oh, that would be weird, wouldn't it?
That would be really
He'd have
weird.
To have a high-pitched voice.
Yeah.
He'd be just James Hader. Because I know he has something to do with the voice.
He does?
Babu Frick. Yeah, there's like four or five people that record tracks, and then they merge them all together to make the noises that are BB-8. I don't know. They go way too far into this. It's like using high-end calculus to, you know, to do simple addition. But they did it.
That's crazy.
Well, J.J. Abrams did the voice for the Dio guy.
Did he really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was
Oh,
him.
Nice.
That character was good. I like the little robot. I like the Babu... Frick.
Yeah.
I like you say that like that was the only positive thing in the film. It was a good character. I'd watch a spinoff.
Even the fight scenes to me weren't as good as the last movies. Like they were kind of like old school clunky.
They just weren't memorable for me at least.
Until the end when they fought the guard and the two guards, the one guarding Palpatine mm-hmm. and
yeah.
the whatever what do they call it? Ren's guard.
Knights of Ren.
Knights of Ren. Yeah.
Yeah, when he fought them and she fought the Red Guard guys, that was cool. That was.
I wanted to see more Knights of Ren. We didn't really get to see much. Just like the Praetorian Guard, we didn't get to see much of them
right.
before, except for like 1 3-minute fight sequence.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Just saying.
It was cool.
Yeah, that was a good fight scene.
I'd like to see the Praetorian Guard fight the Knights of Ren.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah, no lightsabers, just really cool other weapons.
Because, that fight scene. In Last Jedi was awesome. Like they could still, because they fought each other too mm-hmm. in that quick fight sequence. Mm-hmm. They could have done a fight sequence just like that. But no, it's this like old school clunky back and forth.
No, I dug when they were out on the sunken ship in the water and they were doing you know, more of the like the giant leaps and there was some cool tactics there.
Well, it is nice to see the Force be used. Like, you know, the old movies, we didn't really see it.
Not much.
The prequels, that's when we started seeing, like, stuff they could do, you know?
Well, weren't you saying sometime before that why don't Jedis just fly?
I didn't say that.
Somebody said that a couple weeks ago. They're like, why don't Jedi just make them fly?
Like Neo in The Matrix.
Yeah, like Neo. And they were pretty much flying in this one.
No, they were leaping tall buildings, man.
They were like,
this is pre-flying.
They were like moon jumps, like low gravity jumps.
That's I feel like the Force in this movie is Superman. Like they kept upgrading it to their needs.
I wouldn't say that. I saw this debate online earlier where people are like, oh, I don't like the new uses of the Force, the new powers. But she got the books. Which told what the Jedi used to be able to do, and she kept referring to those. Maybe Luke just couldn't make it work, but she could. She was more powerful.
Maybe.
I mean, she did the whole healing thing, which they also introduced in The Mandalorian.
Right.
Episode 7.
Like 2 days
before. Like, yeah. for that reason.
Yeah.
You think so? You think they put it in The Mandalorian to go, hey, we know you're going to go see Rise this weekend. Don't get super pissed. This thing.
I think they did so that people wouldn't criticize Rey for coming up with some sort of new Force ability. They're like, if Baby Yoda can do it, then it's okay.
Man, everyone's crazy about little baby.
Everything with Baby Yoda is brilliant.
Come on, Chloe hasn't even watched The Mandalorian with me, but every time she walks in and sees Baby Yoda, she's like, "Oh, Baby Yoda," and she'll just sit there and watch him. And then when he's off screen, she's off.
I do the same thing. Every time I see, "Oh, Baby Yoda,"
are we gonna get a name for the species?
Yes.
No, we will not. We will not.
Bob Iger already made a public announcement and said there is a name for Baby Yoda, and we're going to find out what it is. So I imagine
like a name for like him, like Yoda, and like, but not his species.
But how would anyone know what his name is unless somebody came forward who knew the history of that child? Yeah. Or are they going to name him in the show? I guess they could.
They'll call him like Mandalorian Junior or something. Like,
yeah, Mando.
Manny. They're going to call him Manny.
Mandy. Give him a girl's name. Hey, Mandy. I mean, we don't know that it's a boy.
It could be a girl. Yeah. Well, who knows?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
That species is both.
I was talking to somebody that they're like, I think he's a clone Sith of Yoda.
Somebody said that.
Yeah.
Yep.
That'd be like, pretty cool.
I'd be okay with that.
I don't know. I mean, there's a reason that they're after... we've switched gears. Clearly, we're going to Mandalorian now. I think there's a reason that they're trying to get him to harness that power or to extract that power. I don't know if that, I mean, if they were cloning them, why would they have to chase them down?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, maybe they want to clone them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Get maybe they want to clone them to make a Sith.
Or make like a whole clone Baby Yoda army.
I'd watch that. With a dance number. There has to be a dance number.
Will they wear armor?
Yeah.
Beskar steel on Baby Yoda. You don't have to use as much of it.
Man, that's probably going to happen. Like, he's just going to put a piece on Baby Yoda to protect him. Like, hey, man, I can't watch him all the time.
No one listening can see what you did, but you basically made it like a bikini top. Yeah. The way you... Like, does little he need to cover plate. His chest? What's under that little coat?
Well, of course, we don't know where his heart is, though. I mean, it could be on his foot. I don't know.
I got a question about Baby Yoda. Like, we talk about this at work all the time. So he picks up that giant beast that Mando's fighting. That thing's got to weigh several thousand pounds, right?
Right.
And he almost force chokes a dude to death. He's doing all this stuff with the Force. But every time that he goes to fall, he doesn't protect himself from hitting the ground. Why does he not do some sort of, like, Force push-up to, like, hover off the ground? He's going face first every other episode now.
He just Force heals himself afterwards.
Yeah. His little nose was really broken, and he just... He bewitched it.
But see, you know, and that was the criticism with Rey before, right? Was like, how can she know how to use the Force, and she's not trained, and blah, 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 blah. But Baby Yoda does it, and nobody cares.
I mean, Rey's cute, but Baby Yoda's cuter. Yeah.
But, I mean, so, okay, the books. I didn't think of that. That's a good point. Maybe she has deciphered the books and...
I feel a big butt coming on.
No. But well,
he said butt right after.
I was the trying first not word. To say butt.
However.
Oh, there you go. Point to Jamers.
But that doesn't explain, like, she read the book and now she can do it. Like, she didn't practice it. You know what I mean?
Well, think about people before Jordan. Jordan dunked from the free throw line and nobody could do it. And then once they saw that he could do it, people were like, well, I could probably do that too. And now you got like everybody in the NBA can dunk from the free throw line. I mean, if you just don't know it's even a thing, why would you try it?
Right. Yeah, okay. You convinced me. You convinced me. Great
experience. And by the time I leave, they will love the film.
I don't know about that. Even the story just kind of jumped around a lot. You don't think the story jumped? There was no, like, fluidity?
I think it jumped around too much.
Yeah.
They went from planet to planet, grabbing little things and just leaving.
Like, even Death Star thing? Like, all the people from that planet that saved them there? And they're like, oh, we can't go out in the water till tomorrow when it calms down. All of a sudden, Rey's out there, knows how to sail. And then they follow her. They just said, we can't do it. We're going to die. And then they follow her out to, and I don't even know why he followed her out, because
I just
all he did was show up and she pushed him away, and why was Finn there?
In hindsight, yeah.
I just feel like this movie, it didn't even sit down once and just like reflect and just sit and relax. Like there was just boom, 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 and there was no time to just reflect off of what was happening and what was going on.
Yeah, Dwayne over here saying he was falling asleep. You want him to pause and reflect? Yeah, like, right. I think he would have gone into a coma if that had happened.
I did doze off a couple times.
I
forget, there was one part where, like, a door to the ship opened, and that's when I was sleeping, and the door went, I was like, oh.
Wait.
I jumped up.
Then how long do you think the runtime was? This was a long film. Did you miss a giant chunk?
No.
That's why you didn't enjoy your film. Yeah,
like, it was like 2 minutes.
He woke up to the closing credits. Oh, stupid. I hate it. It didn't even wrap up. You were asleep, moron.
Now we understand.
Well, do you...
Now we
So did you guys like the ending? Come on. The kiss? Okay, do you like the kiss?
I do. I was disappointed with the ending. I really wanted them to end up together and to win with a little kid.
Oh.
With a kid?
Yeah. I thought that was going to end it like that.
Little.
And then he dies and disappears. I said, well, shit.
And that would have been the Rise of Skywalker as the new Jedi kid.
Well, here's what I wanted. So I thought Rey and Kylo were going to figure out that they need both the light and the dark to have a balanced force. So they figure that out and they become the next generation of Jedi, Sith, whatever you want to call them.
Yin and Yang.
Yeah. like they both have good and, you know, dark and light within them. Because mm-hmm. that, you know, Kylo made the switch.
Yeah.
Because his mom told him to, I guess.
Isn't that why we all do a lot of things in this world?
It killed her, but she did it.
I mean, we don't honestly, I don't want to get into a biology lesson here, but we don't know if the Jedi could reproduce in a different way. Maybe that kiss more happened than we thought. Fast forward 9 months or minutes, well, however the Jedi reproduced.
Remember the end of the Last Jedi? That remember the kid that force grabbed the, mm-hmm. the broom? And I was like, well, that's why I didn't want Rey to be a Palpatine. Because I was like, okay, they're showing again that anybody
yes.
can have the force. But now we go back to generations of people that have it. You know what I mean?
Now, my theory is that Palpatine was creating children all over the place and looking for the strongest. Because he had to send somebody out to go get her, right?
Right.
So how was she out there in the first place?
And who's his wife?
Yeah. I mean, we didn't know anything about him having a family. Maybe he had a whole bunch of them. He's just a giant absentee father.
How did he how did he live, though?
So
didn't he blow up?
Life support. They pulled him back together in pieces with the force, man.
Well, they had him.
Well, I know they had him on the thing, but, I mean, he
fingers were jacked up.
He blew up.
I mean, with the last second we saw him was Vader throwing him into the pit with the electricity, right?
Yeah, and then he blew up. he force jumped somewhere.
Yeah, that was him going through a portal. Yeah.
Yeah,
he had that remote control from Sliders. He just activated it and went to an alternate dimension.
Oh, such a good show.
But this is my main criticism with the film, is that it really retconned a lot of things that The Last Jedi set up or,
like what?
Well, Rey being a nobody. I thought that was very cool because anyone could become from the Force and making the Force mysterious again.
That's true.
She was too strong not to be a nobody.
But who told her she was a nobody in Last Jedi?
Kylo.
Wasn't it Kylo?
Yeah.
And Kylo didn't find out until this movie who she actually was. That was part of the film.
Well, yeah, but I thought...
In The Last Jedi, Kylo was like, you know who you really are. I'm going to tell you, but you already know. And, you know... Your parents sold you for drinking money.
Jedi mind tricks. He told her that those were not the droids she was looking for, and she bought it, hook, line, and sinker.
And when she went into that little room that was like her Jedi cave,
mm-hmm.
was that her in the robe? To me, it didn't look like. I thought that was supposed to be, you know, like when Luke saw himself in Darth Vader. And it was a woman in a Palpatine robe, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't look like her to me.
That was her.
I thought maybe it was her mom or something.
They did something to like smooth her face or something. It did look a little different.
She had spiky teeth, too.
There you go.
Yeah.
Was it Rey, though?
Mm-hmm. It was Rey.
It was? Yeah.
It was her if she went full Sith.
Is that what it's supposed to represent?
I mean, look, Palpatine, before that, he looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger. But as soon as he went full Sith, wrinkly, pasty skin.
Yep.
Jacked up glowy eyes, fingers that look like an old puppet that's deteriorating.
That was such a great scene.
When Schwarzenegger became Palpatine?
Yeah, he's like, he just starts a force electric. Oh.
When he did the space, when the ship's in the sky? Yeah. Oh, cool. That's some serious power.
Yeah, but again, all of a sudden she just grabs a ship that's flying away. Come on, man. This is like
awesome.
She's like Superman. She can do anything.
Superman couldn't heal people.
Yeah, he could. He could just go back.
Gonna say, dang it. All right. So he saved Lois. he broke physics. Yeah, okay.
But so I guess that was like when she's holding the ship and she blows it up. That was pretty awesome. I mean, like, it was cool, but I guess that's to show us that, oh, see, that's the Palpatine power.
It really was. Yep. We should have known right then.
Yeah.
Electric
Well, I thought of it. I was like, wait, Palpatine's the only one that's done that. But does that mean only Palpatines can do that?
No, Count Dooku did it.
Clone
Wars. Did? So maybe it's a Sith power?
Yeah, I think so. I don't know.
Or maybe it's not. You know, maybe she read it in the book.
Well, wait till they go back and do yet another version of the original trilogy and have Lucas come in and doctor up some more stuff. Then we'll see some more lightning bolts.
They've Didn't they re-doctor it again or something?
They did for Disney Plus. There's some other scenes.
Yeah, they added the one word before Greedo shot Han. So dumb.
That is dumb. Why are they messing with it? And then I read the other day that J.J. Abrams went to the studio and said, will you re-release the original trilogy as it was originally aired? And they said no. Like, why are they holding on to it? Is it for the box set that comes out next year?
Probably.
Yeah, they're going to advertise this original trilogy as it came out in theaters.
Yeah. That's probably it.
I bet that's what it is.
Good call.
Because Best Buy leaked that the Skywalker Saga set is going to be on sale next year. The whole, all nine movies.
Really?
In one shot. And it's in a cool black box. I think it has the Death Star on the front.
Which one?
Man, if we have another Star Wars movie in the future that has a Death Star, I don't know if I can do it. Like, I love Star Wars, but that has been done to death.
But, apparently Palpatine had this 1,000-ship armada that just had the Death Star laser on the ships. So.
But those are all gone now?
Yeah. So
I heard that if they do the Old Republic movies, that they can't do Death Stars because their first Death Star was like the first of its technology. Yep. So we won't have to worry about that if they go into older times.
It'll just be a major injury star.
Yeah.
It won't be capable of blowing up a planet, but just like really screwing it up.
Maybe some moons or something.
Well, they'll just have the Star Destroyers, right? The big ships.
Maybe that's
about
why
it.
They're called Star Destroyers.
They can only do stars, not planets.
Yeah.
I love the fact that whole fleet, though, the Achilles heel was one tiny antenna. Seriously, you guys couldn't have a couple backups in case something went. I mean, what if that one goes down? We all know IT. You got
to
have a backup.
The big one. The one on the earth. And the planet or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, they transferred it, right, from the ground one to the ship.
But that was it. That was the only backup. So, I mean, you got two spots you can take out. And we figured that out quick. There's not going to be a Rogue One version of the movie that tells us how they figured out the hole in the system. You know, they've already sealed that one up.
Star Wars has a legacy of doing that, though. Even Return of the Jedi, you know, all they had to do is take out that one thing and
the bigger area.
You see that little hole right there? That brings the whole
just shoot a missile
down.
Right in there. That's it. It has to be perfect, though. Use the Force.
There it is. You just wrapped up the original trilogy. Thanks for that. Spoilers if you haven't seen those.
That was pretty cool when she hearing all the voices.
Oh, I love that part.
All the, cool.
I'm good.
I'm good right now.
Have you looked at the list of people who did the voices?
I didn't. I was just kind of.
You got. They even had Ahsoka in there.
And Kanan from Rebels.
Yep. Wasn't that Freddie Prinze Jr.?
Yeah.
Yeah. He was in there. Ahsoka. So actually, Ashley Eckstein did the voice part for that. Mace Windu. Both Obi-Wans, Ewan McGregor and Guinness. Alec Guinness. Yeah, there were good 15, 20 voices. Was in there.
I wish we saw them, though. Like, you know, at the very end where it was Luke and Leia and the Force Ghosts. I wish we saw all of them. Or at least Anakin.
They did that. It was called the Doctor Who 50th anniversary. It would have been identical. That would have been great. We're bringing them all back.
But again, the ending too. Why did she go back to Tatooine? I know that's where Luke's from. That has nothing to do with Leia.
Well, yeah, you had to end it the where same it way started. You began it. Yeah,
it would have been cool. Is if
that's
where,
the only reason I could think of.
Yeah,
is if that's where she would train the next set of Jedi, next generation at the Tatooine farm. Like if you saw a bunch of kids.
Didn't she grow up in the desert? It's the same thing.
She did. You're right.
Different planet though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But it would have been cool is if that's where she was going to plan to do the next Jedi Order, is about the Tatooine homestead.
Yeah, like you said, going back to Last Jedi, we now know the other people with the Force out there, other kids.
Mm-hmm.
Did she make that new lightsaber? That was the first time we saw it, right? Yeah. The yellow one at the end?
No, that was Leia's.
No, she buried that one with Luke's.
But she had her own different lightsaber.
And she twisted to turn it on instead of a switch. That was nice upgrade.
So there's
brought to you by Apple.
There's some meaning behind the red. The red has like Face ID on it.
She unlocked it. Oh, I love it. It's protected. It's security.
There's some meaning behind the yellow blade of lightsaber. It means that when she fights and attacks people, she's more aggressive with, and she can draw from the dark side, kind of like Mace Windu.
The only purple?
She uses more.
You know why he had purple?
So Mace Windu.
Because he's
so
Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, because he wanted purple. That's the only reason. That he was like, I want a purple lightsaber.
I wish he'd asked for a black one. Can you imagine what a black lightsaber would look like?
Well, they have it in the Rebels.
Yeah.
Oh, is there?
Yeah.
Oh, and Clone Wars. Yeah.
Nice.
It's in Clone Wars,
too? It's in Clone Wars, too.
I haven't watched all of Clone Wars, so. I did finish Rebels. If you haven't seen Rebels, you should watch it.
I've got them now Disney Plus, so I can finally crank through them. Yeah.
That's what I did.
But yeah, she can. She's more violent and aggressive with her
fighting.
Force and the fighting tactics.
God, we got to
see
more.
She is the balance force. She's using the dark and the light side.
They implied recently that they weren't going to do any more trilogy formats and that they were going to steer clear of that Skywalker storyline, but clearly they're not. We're going to get more Rey. Yeah. We have to.
I think she said she's done after this.
Sure.
You know, money talks.
Exactly. You
know. what's his name from Whedon? Josh Whedon, right?
Yeah.
Said, I'm done doing superhero movies. Here's some money. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, you want me to come back and fix that other guy's movie? Yeah, I'll do it. No problem.
But, where was I going?
Never said.
Yeah,
never.
But come on. At the end, who are you? Skywalker. Come on.
Yeah, that was kind of dumb.
What was she supposed to say? Palpatine? People be like running the other direction.
Just Rey. Just fine.
Yeah. I don't have
like
a last name.
I'm just Rey.
Just Rey. Just call me Rey. I'm a ray of sunshine. That's what I am.
Well, it's sadly, in this day and age, you do have to cater to the audience. Like, most people can't just enjoy the film. They have to have it delivered the way they expected. So again, expectations.
Yeah.
And you had to have a bow on the end. That was the bow. I personally thought they should have just cut it right before that scene. There was really no reason.
With Lando and the other stormtrooper girl.
Yeah. Come on. That I was...
What was that? Like a pseudo father-daughter moment?
Yeah, that's
were they about to play some Barry White and get it on?
Like, that's what I was like, what is going...
That was awkward.
Where are you from? I'm from the blah, blah, blah system. Where are you from? I don't know.
Let's find out.
I was waiting for him to go, would you like a Colt 45?
Yeah, I was like, is this like, hey, I got some news for you and Finn.
I am your father.
What? Spinoff.
Yeah, like, is that what they were implying?
I thought that's where they were going, maybe, but they didn't wrap it up.
A Disney Plus show or something. Lando and the...
That'll be the next edit. Yeah.
Bonus
scenes.
Finding all the rebellious stormtroopers, I guess. Mm-hmm.
That was an interesting little twist that Finn wasn't the only one that snapped out of it.
Yeah.
I did that was wish cool. They expanded on it more.
Yeah.
And it's kind of weird because Finn used to be a stormtrooper, but then he kills a bunch of other stormtroopers, which he probably knew.
But they hadn't snapped too, so they were worthless.
It was trying to kill him too.
And he doesn't know who they are. They got a helmet on.
That's true.
But they did imply multiple times in the film that Finn had a strong connection to the Force, mm-hmm. and maybe that's why he snapped out of it. What if all those other ones did as well, and so they all go to Rey school
right
in the next film?
Could be.
Yeah.
I mean, they have been pushing Finn to be kind of Force sensitive since the first.
Force sensitive. Boy, that's the most PC thing I've ever heard in the Star Wars universe.
That's what they call it. They're Force sensitive people. That's what that weird lady there that owned the bar.
Oh, come on.
She's not. Yep, she's
the
not
one that loves Chewie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She's not a Jedi or Sith or anything, but she is Force sensitive. Like she can't do stuff, but she can feel stuff.
Yeah.
So they have maybe they're trying to show different levels of Force.
Well, then there's the guy in Rogue One, right? He wasn't like a Jedi, but he still believed in the Force and stuff.
Yeah.
I am one with the Force. The Force is with me.
Yep.
I just rewatched that.
That is a great movie.
Yeah. That was a good movie.
Yeah, that and Solo, honestly, both underrated. Both amazing films.
I like Solo. I haven't gone back and rewatched it yet, though.
Seen it a couple times now.
Yeah. Still holds up.
Yeah, but I think Rogue One's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They got a Darth Vader scene.
Oh, man. And the way they connect the end of Rogue One back into the original trilogy is awesome. I've never sat down and watched them in the proper order and injected Rogue One in there. I'd like to do that at some point.
Well, James was the one that told me in Rogue One, the ship from Rebels is in the last fight scene.
And, cool. And in Rise of Skywalker, too. The ghost is in this one.
It is?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So I did go back rewatch it. I'm like, oh, there it is.
I mean, people may get real upset with them introducing new things and retconning some stuff in that universe, but it's a carefully curated universe. The fact that they can tie in the cartoons to the live action films, I mean, it is that is really cool.
Yeah.
Spanning what, 40 something years now?
I mean, the Clone Wars and Rebels, like, you couldn't do those as movies. Like, I mean, those stories were
especially
giant.
Clone Wars.
Yeah. Rebels. I mean, that was smart to do and to help connect all of it. You know what I mean?
You say that, but they'll probably go and make a live action in the next 5 years.
I don't know.
I could totally. Well, didn't. What's the character Forrest Whitaker played? Wasn't he in the cartoons? And then they showed
him
in
live action. Uh-huh. And then he put him back in the cartoons, too.
Exactly. Because he liked playing the part so much. And he did a great job.
Yeah, well, and I looked up time frame. Like, Rogue One came out. Like, Rebels had been going on, and then Rogue One came out, and that's they had introduced his character right before Rogue One came out. So, very smart.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Damn it. I'm just surprised I remember. Oh, yes. Nice job. I was impressed I remembered Forrest Whitaker. And Ashley Eckstein. I mean, I pulled both of those from deep in the archives.
I'm not good with names, so.
I'm not anymore.
So do we want to do a rating, an official rating?
Sure.
On a scale of 1 to 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess you got to compare it to the other films too. Like, what's your favorite of all the 9 films of the trilogy, not counting Solo and Rogue One?
And Empire.
Yeah. See, I'm a Return of the Jedi guy.
See,
Star Wars.
I love Teddy Bears.
You like a New Hope, right? The original.
A lot of people lean towards that one.
That was the first one I saw.
That's my second favorite. I liked that one, but that was the setup for Empire. You know what I mean? And Empire is like the action one.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I was a little bit older when that came out, so I probably understood it a little better.
So if that's your favorite, that makes that a 10, Empire. So what's the, not counting this film, what was your least favorite, and what would that rank be?
Probably...
one of the prequels.
Yeah, not Phantom Menace, the second one.
Attack of the Clones.
Yeah.
The love stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that one would be a 1, let's say.
Yeah.
So now where does this fall in that scale?
I'm probably going to go 5.
Ooh.
5 out of 10 right now.
You started dropping the F in the middle. I was not happy with...
I'll put it right in the middle.
I think I'd go 7. 7.5.
I gave it an 8.
All right.
An 8. Wow.
We're right there.
I'd give it like a 4. It's just it was the least enjoyable one for me. And I really like The Last Jedi. And Empire's probably my favorite. And then A New Hope. And then it's The Last Jedi. It's like my third favorite. And then, I mean, it's better than most prequels.
I mean, I think we can all say the prequels are the lowest ranked, sadly.
Yeah, for sure. Like, the first one gave us Maul, though. And I actually liked the pod racing scene. That was fun.
Yeah.
But other than that.
Made for a good video game, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I wanted more Darth Maul. I mean, if anybody got robbed, it was totally him. And then in Solo, they... basically imply they're going to...
The Clone Wars and Rebels, he is awesome.
With the spider legs?
He is, yeah.
Yeah.
He is the best part in both of those shows. Like,
we need that live action.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think it'll come. He might
be in Kenobi.
I mean, they're basically doing Boba Fett with the Mandalorian, who's the other fan favorite character.
Mm-hmm.
Darth Maul is probably up there with, like, Boba Fett, Darth Vader.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say he's up there. It could easily be a Disney Plus series.
Yeah. Like, and they could even get Ray Park to play him again.
Yeah, he's not too old. No. And he's still active.
They did in Solo, and he had his little cameo. Yeah. It was Ray Park as the guy, but they had the voice from Clone Wars and Rebels to be... they voiced him over.
That's a trip.
He was voiced over in the prequel, too.
Was he really?
Yeah, that wasn't his voice.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah.
They don't like his voice, I guess.
So. I bet Ray Park got paid more than the voiceover actors. So
probably.
Kudos to him.
I would hope so.
Which is more than I make.
I think he did the fight coordinate. Like, he was the stunt coordinator a little. Like, the fight scene coordinator for the first one, too.
Makes sense. Talented guy.
Yeah. And nice guy. I met him.
Yeah, he was at Comic Palooza, what, 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah. I got for a heartbeat they were asking me to help host that panel and then yanked it back from me. I'm like, oh, never mind, we just want one person up there. I was like, oh, come on, man. Don't tease a bro like that. I could have got out there to meet Ray Park.
Hey, I went. Wade did a great job. And
oh, he did.
He was, I mean, he's a diehard Star Wars fan, so he was in heaven.
I would have said something stupid. He did a good job. Yeah.
All right, so Mandalorian, I think we all like it, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Fantastic. Mm-hmm. I'm just bummed that we only get one more episode, but I heard it's directed by Taika Waititi. Mm-hmm. And
oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They announced that before the series started. Yep. And the fact that they brought back, what is it, IG-88? And
IG-11. Yeah.
IG-11.
Yeah.
The fact they brought him back in that last episode, he did the voice again. Right. I think we're going to have some great moments in that series finale. Or not series finale, season finale.
And they're already filming. Too. Yeah. They're already filming season two. It's going to come out next November.
Dude, this show is just so, I mean, just quality alone. Like, this is movie quality TV.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, writing, visuals, effects, all that stuff. It's phenomenal.
Thank you, Jon Favreau.
Yeah.
The man knows how to tell a story.
It's a space western, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I feel. Even the music at the beginnings kind of has that western feel to it.
I don't know. Firefly is a space western. This is adjacent. No one's wearing a brown leather long coat.
Yeah, but
I saw.
I mean, how many bars does he go into? You know, there's firefights. He's riding basically a horse, but it's a giant lizard.
But he has a flamethrower attached to his arm. That's both arms.
Well, it's a sci-fi western, you know.
I'm in regardless of genre you put it in. It's a fantastic show,
dude. I think anybody who watches it and at the end of the first episode sees Baby Yoda, they're like, I need to know what this is.
That's what Dad said.
I have to know what Baby Yoda is.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest miss was the studio would not allow any companies to make the toys for Baby Yoda, and they wouldn't even allow them to like submit for approvals until after that episode came out and we first saw him. So you could own Baby Yoda right now for Christmas if it hadn't been for the studio. So it's not going to come out until like March.
No, it's coming out now. They're already making toys and stuff. Like
toys or just shirts? I've seen toys, shirts. Like, I haven't seen the toys anywhere.
Like a little Baby Yoda, like kind of animatronic.
I think that's all pre-order stuff that comes out next year. Yeah. I haven't seen it in person. Yeah,
I don't think it's out.
It's until next year.
I mean, thanks, Disney. You stole Baby Yoda from under our Christmas trees. You could have just given it to us early.
They're still going to sell it.
I was driving, and they have Baby Yoda uses car seats.
Yes, I saw that today. Did you see that? The
safety will be or something like that.
Yeah. That was great.
They could have paid for the whole next season if they just released the merchandise now.
Yeah. The number one selling item on Amazon 2 weeks ago was right after Funko announced the Baby Yoda regular size and the 10-inch. The number one item was the regular size Baby Yoda. And that's a pre-sell. It's not even an item you're going to get now. Yeah. I don't know how many units, but there's some money there for a couple companies.
You wrap the picture and put it under the tree.
Going to sleep hugging a little piece of paper.
Yeah, but you remember the first toys that came out? Remember you sent away for...
Yes.
You didn't get the toys. You just got a box that showed you what was going to be coming.
If only we knew then what we know now, I would have had that box. But there was what, like $50, and you were going to get a set of action figures. You ever seen that before?
No, yeah. I haven't.
It's like a cardboard cutout of a box that they would sell at the store, which was essentially like a...
It was like a stand for them, basically,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Like it was a like display. It was like those cards when you used to pre-order games that you would buy at Best Buy, and you'd take the card up, but you get to keep it, and then you get the action figures later. I mean, for a kid, if my parents had got me that, I'd have been like, what in the hell, man? I don't want a piece of cardboard. Now, I'd have been like, I'll take a piece of cardboard.
That piece of cardboard's worth more than the figures.
Yeah, because who keeps that? Yeah. Once you got your action figures, you're like, well, that's old news. Yeah,
but I think it did come with like a base where like you could put like each figure in.
Did it?
And display them.
I've never seen one in person. Have you ever seen one in person?
Not in person, just on... Yeah. TV shows, collector shows, and stuff like that.
Museum
but
somewhere.
I think it was like a plastic, it's just a plastic piece with like, you know, little indentations where you could put the feet.
That's
I
cool.
think that's all it was.
Risers.
Yeah. Or maybe it had the peg because they had the hole in the foot, I think.
Did they?
I think so.
I don't know. My mom sold mine way too early, so I'm still mad at her.
Mine gave mine away. Like literally, like. I was like, man, what happened to all my toys? She's like, I don't know. And then I go to my cousin's house, and there's all my stuff.
The same thing happened to Steve, and he was upset at the time. Like, he knew. He's like, why are they playing with my toys?
And then my mom, what was that show? Toy Hunter came out, and the first episode's about Star Wars, and she watched it, and she called me. She's like, so I just watched the Toy Hunter. Are you still mad I gave all your stuff?
Yes.
I was like, yes, and to now my you grave. Know why.
To your grave. Yeah, every time I see my mom, I give her hell about it. She's like, what? You didn't know? I was like, I remember grabbing your leg and screaming. I knew at the time. I was like, don't do it. And you did it.
So yeah.
I did keep, though, I still have my original Yoda with the brown snake around his neck and the little cane.
Nice.
Somehow he survived because he was tucked away somewhere else at the time.
Well, I had a few that I actually handed down to Jamers.
Yes.
Ooh. I think I had Chewie.
Yeah, Chewie. There was a forest Endor trooper. Nice.
I think just a regular stormtrooper too, right?
I think so. I forgot what else he gave me. And then Andrew gave me a Luke Skywalker with Yoda in the backpack too.
Oh, nice. I love that
one. Still in the packaging.
I think my favorite thing though was the speeder bikes that would you would push the little button on the back and they would break apart into pieces and throw the stormtrooper.
Yeah.
Like on the when the indoor when they're going through the trees, dude, I used to blow those things up like 100 times a day.
I am so glad through all the Star Wars series though they keep bringing back the speeder bikes because those were like the coolest.
They
like
were.
In Return of the Jedi when they're zipping through the trees and shit, I was like, I want one of those.
How did they even do that? Then? Like now I could do it with a drone in 5 minutes in the trees.
But right.
I don't know how crazy. They did that. That was amazing.
That's one of the best vehicles.
Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah.
That and the AT-AT were wonderful.
AT-AT.
What about the AT-ST?
Exactly, AT-ST.
No, that makes sense.
it's
the weirdest logic ever.
It's the AT-ST.
Yeah, that's why. It just sounds like you're having a seizure.
Yeah, that one definitely wouldn't work. That is funny though.
It is.
Why
weird.
Do we say ATST but not ATAT?
And I'm just gonna embrace ATST from now on. ATST and AT-AT.
There you go. Mm-hmm. We just started it.
It's canon now.
For sure. So I didn't realize there was only one more episode left. I thought they were doing like 10 or 12.
No, I think it's just 8 in season 1.
Ah, man.
I'll take quantity over quality every day. Also, every Game of Thrones fan ever said,
"Yeah,
yeah, I didn't need those last 5 episodes." Once the Night King fell, game over.
Yeah, it was an okay ending.
Yeah, I didn't hate it as much as most people. My rule is if I go to the movies or I watch a television show, if there's one wow moment where my jaw drops, then it was worth my time and effort.
Right.
And I felt like there were a few of those moments in Rise of Skywalker where I'm like, "Oh, that is amazing. That is cool."
Yeah, I honestly, I usually am that person that I'm like, as long as I'm entertained, I'm cool. Mm-hmm. But I guess I just didn't feel entertained. I think it was the disappointment of where my expectations was. I was
you
like,
just fell asleep.
You missed 30 minutes at least.
I didn't miss it that much. I could still figure out what was going on.
I think social media is really responsible for all this. Like, the reason that Solo didn't do well, the reason that this one's not going to do as well at the box office is because people are swayed by the opinions of others. And some people will simply go out there and say, I hated it, to get more comments.
Well, oh, yeah.
Just to drum that up. And I know better than most exactly how to do that.
Yeah.
But don't do that. I wish there was a filter on Twitter where I could just click a button that says, I don't want to know anything about Rise of Skywalker until after I see it, and you could just be protected.
Maybe we need to make that app.
Right? But then some jackass will always make it Rise of Skywalker, and then you know you're still got to see it.
Yeah,
but true. I don't want to be impeded by other people's opinions. I want to go to the theater and love it.
And I'm not. And I don't
see,
look at
that's
reviews.
Why I don't watch that many trailers. These guys get mad when I don't watch them because I want to see the movie first.
Yep,
I get it.
Yeah, what is it?
I like you to watch it because I don't complain. Dude. I just. Yeah, but we're like, hey, we're going to talk about this trailer, and you're like, I didn't watch it. But you don't say, I'm not going to watch it. You just say, I didn't watch it.
One of my favorite podcasts all time, they only did for a few years, and then they shut it down, was called Seen Unseen. So S-C-E-N-E and U-N-S-E-E-N. And it was two guys. One guy would watch the movie. He'd watch the trailers, he'd watch the movie, and they'd talk about it. The other guy would only read about it and watch like one trailer. And then they would debate the film. was it worth seeing or not? And it was really interesting because the guy who only got the trailer or whatever, like he only had limited knowledge of the film. But
right.
it was a really fun review process.
Would he try to figure out what the film was?
Yeah, too? Yeah, they try to guess the ending and what the twist was, that kind of stuff.
Nice.
We actually did one episode when Bird Box came out for the Funko Funcast. Only half of us had seen it, and the other half had not.
Right.
And we did a I gave credit to seen unseen for the way we did that episode.
Nice.
And the ones that hadn't seen it gave their speculation on what they thought the big twist was and what happened.
Seems like that'd be pretty fun.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah. You should try it sometime. I mean, if you're not watching trailers, then you're the unseen guy.
There you go.
Go back and listen. Those episodes are still out there. They did a really good job.
Nice. I might have to check that out.
I think it turned out they were industry and they were using other names, and then somebody finally figured out who they really were. And they're like, oh, no, you've been talking way too much about behind the scenes stuff, giving away things, so you can't do this anymore.
Ah, man. Always somebody got to ruin it. So, should we rate Mandalorian? Or, we haven't seen the last episode, but I'm pretty sure it's going to be good.
Yeah, I mean, come on.
I'm pretty much 10 out of 10. Like, I get up early to watch it on Fridays.
And I watch it on the bus.
I like to accumulate, but with these bastards, I haven't been able to accumulate. Because they keep talking about it right after. I like to accumulate.
He likes to watch like multiple episodes at the same.
I mean, yeah, if you can make that happen, but it's tough with this one.
I know, man. Yeah. 2 or 3. But this guy's right away, you know?
I go 10. It was my favorite new TV show of 2019, hands down, followed closely by Watchmen and The Boys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen The Watchmen, but The Boys, Ooh.
Well, see, you can do that with Watchmen now. Season finale's already come and gone, so you can watch them all in one sitting. Really well done. I think that one's only like 8 episodes, too. It's pretty short.
What's his name?
Yeah.
What's his name?
Which one?
The blue guy?
No, this guy that keeps bad-mouthing it.
Rami.
Yes.
Oh, the other guy.
Yeah, that bastard.
You forgot Rami's name?
Of course not. I just wanted you to say
it. He just didn't want to give him credit.
He's always bad-mouthing it.
Yeah, he watched the first episode and didn't like it.
I'm glad he's not here this week. Rami? Whisper down to Rami.
Yeah, Watchmen was good. I mean, the first episode, you know, it's setting up the rest of the season is all it is.
Watch it. You know, and also, I want to watch the, what is it, the Golden Compacts, the series?
Dark something, right?
So, yeah.
Dark Materials?
They're about to finish also the series. The final,
I watched the first episode.
Same.
I was kind of, eh.
Well, you got to read approximately a full book in the opening crawl or whatever they call that. Like, it sets up the story. And I'm like setting it up at 10 p.m. trying to go to bed. I'm like, no, I'm not reading all this. I'm going to bed. Forget you.
But
I turned on Die Hard.
It was the, you know, that's the, you know, the Golden Compass movie?
Yeah.
This is that series, basically.
Yeah.
Because they were going to do all the books, I guess, but they didn't.
I watched that movie and I don't remember anything about it. Like,
I watched it. It was all right.
Yeah.
I liked it. Mm.
It wasn't,
you know, but I thought
it was okay.
It was good.
I'll watch it at some point. I mean, I end up watching everything at some point, even if it's bad. I don't care. I just want to see what it was all about.
Right.
I saw White Chicks, so, you know.
I don't think I've seen that one.
God, it's bad.
I haven't seen it either.
Have you seen Mulholland Drive?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I liked Mulholland Drive.
I hated that movie.
I think Jennifer Connelly was in it. That's why I liked it.
I kept watching it like, I need She's to find out what's going to happen. I need to find... And then it was like, really nothing happened. That's all I remember. Like,
that might be confusing.
Some other girl, but I don't remember her name. But what's her name?
Jennifer Connelly.
The blonde girl. Shit.
Her name is... That's a weird name. No. Her parents are mean.
No, Jennifer Connelly doesn't come out in that movie. She looks like her.
Does she? Yeah. That may be why I'm confusing it. Yeah, I've seen some really crappy movies in my day.
I think we all have.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them, you know, they're good, bad movies that you watch over and over again.
Put it this way. I worked video stores in the 90s, and a Friday night was grab a stack of whatever and go home and watch it. I watched every B title that you can name. At one point, I could tell you how Freddy Krueger killed everyone in every one of the movies. I don't remember any of that now, but I've seen it all.
See, I was called the Walking TV Guide. I was the TV guy. I could tell you like when shows were on, what time, what day.
How about now?
No.
Nope. We're all spoiled by streaming services and DVRs.
Yeah. I like I watch Superstore. Right, I don't know what day that comes on.
Netflix, I love Superstore.
Netflix. It's a Spain movie. Oh, shoot.
Good story.
It's about the time they govern the time. It's a Spain movie. I forgot the name.
I don't know that one.
No, I just noticed that I...
Is it a movie or a series?
It's a series, three seasons already.
Not Travelers, is it?
No, it's something like Travelers, but it's they get people to go and fix only Spain stuff.
I don't know if I've seen that. Which is funny because my Netflix account got hacked by someone in Mexico, and all I get served up as what you'd like next is stuff in Spanish now. Which is fantastic because I don't speak Spanish. So I'll turn on shows that I know are like, I was trying to watch The Witch, Sabrina. And it comes up in Spanish. It took me like an hour to figure out how to change the audio settings to go back to English. The whole beginning of it, I'm like, where are the subtitles and why is Sabrina talking in Spanish? This is weird.
Well, I've talked about this on the podcast too. When we were on vacation this year, we rented a house and I put my Netflix account in for the kids to watch TV.
Oh, no,
and
you
stuff,
forgot to log out.
And I forgot to log out. So, like, Chloe goes to watch stuff. She's like, who's been watching these shows, like, on her kid account? And I'm like, I don't know. Oh, The Lake House.
Dope.
So I was like, all right, well, I'll just go deactivate that. You can't deactivate one thing anymore.
Not remotely? You have to, like, go to
you
that?
You have to log out of everything.
It's called El Ministro del Tiempo.
Oh, that one. Yeah. No. Again, no it, with the Spanish.
It probably showed up, though.
Yeah, oh, it was in there. I just didn't know what that was.
It's like the magistrate of time.
Oh, I like that idea, though. I like anything time travel, yeah. Alternate universe, alternate
it's
history.
It's not time
I'm in.
Travel, but they go through doors and go to different times. And they're fixing other people's trying to benefit themselves.
Gotcha.
And they fix to try to fix
So it's
that.
Dr. Space Time from Community.
Something like that. But it's good.
I'd watch like it. Is it in Spanish with English subtitles?
Yes, but okay. I don't want the subtitles. I can't understand Spanish.
I'll just learn Spanish. That's easy.
Yeah. So I took the subtitles off.
Yeah, Rosetta Stone, man.
Yeah. Cerveza. Oh, I got that part.
It's Spain, but, you know, talking Spain, but English subtitles.
¿Dónde está el baño?
Yeah, I know that one.
No, they don't
I ask that a lot. How do you say three beers and a mic in Spanish?
Tres cervezas y... I don't know.
Un Maico?
El Maico.
Yeah, that should be the title of this week's.
I've had him, if you listen to the intro, he says it in Spanish
oh, nice.
A couple times.
Yeah.
I love it.
I had him do that. You want to wrap us up this week, Jamers? You have a top three?
Yes, I do.
You know about the top three, right?
I vaguely remember the top three.
So we just kind of ask a top three anything. And so it's for him, he knows what it is, so he probably has the answer.
You come prepared, or is this on
I've
the fly?
Come prepared.
Oh, geez.
Sometimes it's on the fly.
He's going to try and stump
but
us.
But we have to figure out on the fly our top three.
Gotcha.
So.
Okay. Top three movies of this year.
Okay. All right.
This year. Now I got to remember what's this year.
January to December.
Thanks, Jamers.
I
this
got
year's
one.
Not over yet, though.
I got one.
What, you want to see Cats or something?
Yeah.
And I guess we can't go to our phone, can we?
No.
No. I mean, okay. If it's really your favorite, then I don't think you should go to your phone.
Well, I got one that stands out. It's picking the other two that's a challenge.
Here, I'll go.
Okay, good. Save us. Mine are the same three.
Number three was Spider-Man Far From Home.
Okay.
Very good one.
Yeah.
Number two was Joker. Very good movie. And then number one was Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
Oh, are you kidding me? I was just telling people how bad I hated that movie. I love Tarantino, but I just, like, I didn't get it. I didn't understand the story to that one.
I didn't even watch that movie. It didn't attract my attention.
The acting and cinematography were fantastic. The story lost me.
I don't like Tarantino. I figured out.
Geez, come
I think Kill Bill's the only thing of his that I really like.
Inglourious Bastards is his best movie.
I think I watched 10 minutes of it.
Well, you need to try again. Maybe don't fall asleep during movies all the time.
Yeah.
Well, they have to keep my attention.
Okay. I have two now. Because Spider-Man, I agree, needs to be on the list. That's really good.
You didn't have
Endgame, yeah, I know.
That's the other one on my list. What the hell else did I see this year?
I can't think of anything, but I can do three.
I got it. Okay, Spider-Man Far From Home is three. Hobbs and Shaw was two. I really enjoyed that because Fast and Furious. I could watch those movies over and over again. And Endgame was number one.
Endgame's number one for me, too.
Yep, there you go.
Two would be Spider-Man Far From Home for me.
Oh.
And I'll go Frozen 2 for number three.
I can't do it.
You don't have a daughter.
Yeah, that would change everything. Yeah.
Endgame number one.
Uh-huh.
Spider-Man number two, but number three, yeah.
You see like 100 movies.
I saw a lot of movies, but I don't remember the names anymore.
Do you have one that comes to mind you just don't remember the title?
I liked Alvin Chops too. I saw that.
Yeah.
It was really good.
I'm buying that one.
I was surprised.
I still haven't seen it yet, but I want to.
I was surprised it was good.
I think it sounds like it's just a good, fun.
It's yeah. Exactly action movie. What it's advertised to be.
Yeah.
There's no big twist. There's right. No. It is.
Well, I can't wait for the next Fast and Furious in space. So,
amen. If Lucas Black doesn't get the lead in a future, he was the guy that led Tokyo Drift. If he doesn't get the lead in one of the next movies, I'm gonna riot.
I was just listening to a podcast that they were talking. I think he was on it because there's something recently he did, and they were talking about the Tokyo Drift was so awesome.
It's my favorite.
I'm like, nobody thinks that like in the big world. I know you do. I liked it. I love that movie.
That's
too.
That's my favorite Fast and Furious movie.
I love that movie. Like when they slide through that crowd in Tokyo
That's
Center
poetry.
There.
Poetry.
Oh my God!
Poetry
I was like,
in motion.
I'm in. I'm all in.
I've never seen Fast and Furious.
None
any
of
them?
The movies?
Nope.
Holy hell.
Again, they're good, fun movies. Yeah. Well, two you don't really have to see.
Agreed. That is the. It's still a fun movie, but it's the worst
does,
of the series.
It does have canon that is
you,
used
you
later
need
on.
To see it. Yeah, that's right. You got to build on it. I've seen it twice, literally, but I've seen all the other ones like 10, 15 times a piece.
Yeah. They're good, fun movies if you like action movies.
Yeah, probably like Planet of the Apes.
Nothing like Planet of the Apes. Although in a future Fast and Furious movie, I bet apes do drive.
Yeah. They might.
Yeah, we'll last that long. We'll see it happen.
Yeah, it'll just be the Planet of the Apes making movies now.
I'd watch it.
All right, fellas. Well, thanks, Sully, for stopping by on your journey to Texas here. Cheers.
Cheers.
Have
Merry
a,
Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Happy Christmas. New Year. I don't know if we'll record before the new year again,
probably
but
not.
You know, well, we could. I mean, Rami's Mr. Busy, so.
Yeah, he's got a few days.
He got a week. We can change.
Yeah, we could do it.
Yeah,
we could do it next weekend. Will you be
Crickets.
Here?
Crickets. Should be.
All right. There you go. Well, cheers. Peace out. Have a good one.
Nerdy night.